Today's halacha chassidus kabbalah l'chavay Shabbos Kodesh is about the lecha mishnah, the double bread. So on a remez level, the idea of having a double bread is already included in the first command when God tells Adam and Chava, mikol ha'etz achol tochal. From all the bread you should surely eat. Double language of eating. Of course, it wasn't talking about bread, it was talking about the fruit, although one opinion is that the wheat. But it is an illusion, and I think the illusion is trying to teach us that God wanted to express his love to Adam and Chava and give him a gift called food, and that's also the idea of what Lechem Mishnah represents. On a pshat level, what Lechem Mishnah represents is a story in the Parshas B'Shalach, when God gives a manna, the man, to the Jewish people, and he says, Liktu Lechem Yomaim, gather double bread to yourselves, and so we remind ourselves of that miracle when we have double bread on Shabbos. Even remember, that happened on Friday, but we have it on Shabbos to remind us that to have emunah and bitachon, that just as the bread fell from the heavens for 40 years and was a total gift from Hashem, so through all of our money, all of our bread is mamash a miracle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a total gift from Hashem. We have to do our yishtadlis and work and do what we got to do. That's the way the world is built. But really, we have to know that everything is a miracle. Life is a miracle. Food is a miracle. And that is the simple pshat as to why we have to have double bread. The third pshat is that everything on Shabbos is double. We have Sha'amar Bezachor. We have Motomat. You have two kvasim. You have Mizmor Shir. So why is everything double? Just like Lech Mishnah is double. So the Shlach Kodesh teaches, because we have everything on Shabbos is both physical and spiritual. We have the bread has a physical side, but also we know that the Torah says, Lo Lechem Levado Yechi Adam, not on bread alone, but by the Spirit of Hashem that's in the bread. So in every piece of bread, there's the sparks of godliness, the spiritual chemicals of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that's always true. But on Shabbos Kodesh, they're more palpable, they're more tasty. The Gemara says that the Lechem Mishnah actually tastes different, because you can actually access divine sparks of holiness extra with the bread of Shabbos. And maybe that's why Rashi explains that the blessing of Shabbos, Vayivrechat Shabbat, is expressed through the Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah symbolizes the extra spirit of Shabbos, the spirituality, the ruchnias, which we tap into that idea when we have a Lechem Mishnah. Okay, another halacha / chassidus is that when you say God's name, you lift up the challah. And maybe that also symbolizes the idea that we're lifting up the sparks of godliness when we eat with appreciation and thankfulness to Hashem. We lift up the sparks of holiness and an easier level. Also, we have the concept of putting all 10 fingers on the bread, which also symbolizes, the Mishnah writes, the 10 processes which goes into bread and how it's a miracle, but also symbolizes the 10 sefirot, which we're drawing down into ourselves as we say the bracha. Maybe that also explains why Kabbalists put the bread with the right and the left instead of one on top of the other. Like halach, it's right and left representing the spiritual and the physical, imamish being balanced, the receiving and the giving being balanced on Shabbos Kodesh. It's also perhaps connected to the idea of the bread being intertwined and the man and women receiving and giving. It's a lot of Kabbalistic inyanim there. Also, when it comes to the Lechem Mishnah, you should leave it on the table. You should leave it on the, after you say the bracha, you leave some on the table because it gives kavod to the table. And you should try to actually taste from the actual Lechem Mishnah. Even if you don't have a whole kazayis of Lechem Mishnah, you should actually get a taste of it. Although ideally, you would hear the hamaiti from whoever says the bracha and get a kazayis, 56 grams of the Lechem Mishnah. But if you even get a little bit, it's okay to fulfill the inyan of Lechem Mishnah. You don't have to eat from both breads, but if you do, it's considered a heder mitzvah. Yeah, it's a little bit better. And what else? The Arizal would have 12 breads on the table for two reasons. One is because in the Beis Hamikdash there are 12 breads, and we know that everything that's happening on our Shabbos table exactly corresponds to the Beis Hamikdash, the abode of the Shulchan, of the 12 lechem upon him, so we have 12 bread. That's why we light Shabbos candles, just like the menorah. I assume he didn't eat from each of them, but they were there. And the other idea is that we have 12 names of God, and there's all sorts of Kabbalistic ideas. I'm forgetting if it was Arizal or who had 12, 8, and 4, or it was a Zohar, but some do 12, 8, and 4. All of this is Kabbalistic. Technically, you only need two, ideally for all three Seudot, but if at least the first two you need in third meal is Bidyevit, it's okay with one. But Lechachila, all meals should have two breads. Again, just to do chazar, and wine, of course, to remind us that all of life is a miracle, like the manna, and that there's a physical and the spiritual in everything that we do. So when we eat our Shabbos Suda, we should realize that it's not just a physical thing that we're doing, but we're really connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest way and drawing the blessing of Shabbos into ourselves when we eat the Lechem Mishnah, l'chaim. Good Shabbos, and it's a great way of drawing the Chanukah Torah of the Beis Hamikdash into our Shabbos.